USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The coronavirus is still taking a heavy toll on the economy, with businesses closing and the travel industry coming to a standstill. The Trump administration announced it's working with Congress on a $1 trillion emergency economic stimulus package. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says for some industries, like the airlines,
this is worse than 9/11.
So he says he's going to ask Congress to approve cutting checks from the Treasury, a measure last used during the Great Recession.
Americans need cash now, and the president wants to get cash now. And I mean now, in the next 2 weeks.
Republican Senator Mitt Romney from Utah has proposed a one-time $1,000 payment. The stimulus package sparked a rally on Wall Street. The Dow gained over 1,000 points. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you could relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. The great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So, yes, they can help share your needs, too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Facebook says it's offering $100 million in grants to small businesses in dozens of countries that's been affected by the coronavirus. They said the funds are intended to support 30,000 small businesses where the social media company has employees. They're also giving their employees a $1,000 bonus to deal with the epidemic. A former Republican congressman has been given a prison sentence, and USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
Duncan Hunter has been sentenced to almost a year in prison for campaign finance violations. The former representative from California learning that he'll be there for at least 11 months after he did plead guilty back in December. The plea to a charge of conspiracy to misuse campaign funds came after the Republican and his wife were accused of paying for personal expenses with campaign funds. Hunter left Congress in January. His wife has not yet been sentenced. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Former Vice President Joe Biden has won three states in the Tuesday primaries: Florida, Illinois, and Arizona. The elections have been hampered by the coronavirus. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
Voter turnout in three states where Democratic primary elections were held seems to be light in lieu of the coronavirus outbreak. Officials in Arizona, Florida, and Illinois say a number of poll workers did not report and the number of people showing up to vote is significantly lower than expected. This seems to be a two-horse race between former Vice President Joe Biden and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Now, a key for the Democrats to beat President Trump in the fall, though, is going to be the party uniting. I had a chance to catch up with former Barack Obama campaign manager David Plouffe, and he shares with me one of the ways that the people can unite on the Democratic side of the aisle after this primary.
The party has a role. When I say the party, I mean it's really people, right? So Biden and Sanders doing and saying the right thing. You know, eventually Barack and Michelle Obama will be part of trying to unify the party. Let's say you live in a state and you were supporting Joe Biden. By the way, a lot of people, they might have been supporting Amy Klobuchar 3 weeks ago, right? But now they're Biden supporters. But, you know, and you know the most active Sanders people in your community, invite them over to your house. Say, listen, let's figure out how we're going to move forward. And some of those folks aren't going to be ready to move forward right away. You know, when your candidate loses in a primary, it can really hit you hard.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.